Praise the Lord. Message number 258. The title of the message, God's Calling Requirements, Part 5. In this message, we will continue discussing God's calling and the requirements for God's calling from what Paul describes in his letter. In the letter of Paul, he gives thanks to God for certain workers and ministries and churches under his care. And he gives thanks to God for a certain particular reason that these churches and personnel and workers had responded to the call of God in the right way. In this message, we will discuss why Paul gave thanks for the Thessalonians. And before we go forward, let's bow our head and pray. Lord, you pray with me. I come before you in the name of Jesus. I thank you for this opportunity that I would hear your word and I would learn from your ways and to be directed in the way that you want me to serve you and live my life unto you. And I pray, O God, that for my brothers and sisters who hear the message, that the message will change their lives and ways and understanding, and to raise up from their life and to be faithful workers, fruitful, effective, so that your name will be lifted high and your name will be glorified in the life of your church and your people. I pray, Lord, you anoint my lips, arrange the message in the way that you want it to go and move, and let the message of yours bring help, healing, wholeness, understanding, wisdom, humility, so that everyone will grasp your will and apply and move on in serving you in the way that you'll be pleased. We thank you, God. We bless you, Lord. Take the message and make it reach those who are in need of it and those who are waiting for it. We thank and praise you. That's all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Let's open the book of 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, and we will read verse 1 to verse 3. And we'll find out the first mention of Paul giving thanks to the life of Thessalonians. Paul, Silas, and Timothy to the church of the Thessalonians, in God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ, grace and peace to you. We always thank God for all of you and continually mention you in our prayers. We remember before our God and Father your work produced by faith, your labor prompted by love, and your endurance inspired by hope in our Lord Jesus Christ. So here, Paul mentioned to the Thessalonians that he and Silas and Timothy are always thanking God for their lives. And they were always remembering them in their prayers. And there was a real reason behind that. Why Paul and Silas and Timothy were remembering the people in the church in Thessalonia? Because they remember the kind of work and labor they were doing and persevering for the Lord, and how they lived their life with love, with faith, and they persevered in hope that the Lord will reward them, that the Lord would fulfill his promises to them. In verse 3, Paul said, we remember before our God and Father your work produced by faith, your labor prompted by love, and your endurance inspired by hope in our Lord Jesus Christ. So, the Thessalonians were responding and achieving God's core requirements in the way they were serving the Lord. Now, I need you to check yourself. Check your life and the way you live. Are you working with faith, love, and hope in the Lord Jesus, or you are serving but with anger, forced labor and grumbling. So check yourself. The people in Thessalonica church were accepting the new life in Christ, and they were willing to suffer for him with willingness to conform to his will. Are you the same? God wants you to fulfill God's calling in your life with same attitude and noble characters like the characters of the people in Thessalonica church. We'll go further why Paul had give thanks to the Lord for the life of the workers and the people in the Thessalonian church, how they were responding to God's call. That faithful response and obedience to God's call brought thanksgiving in the spirit and soul of Paul for their lives to God. 1 Thessalonians chapter 2 and verse 13, Paul said, and we also thank God continually, because when you receive the word of God which you hear from us, you accepted it not as a human word, but as it actually is, the word of God, which is indeed at work in you who believe. So here, Paul taught the people in Thessalonica that he thanked God for their life, because when he gave to them the word of God, they did not question it, or they did not accept it as a human word, but they fully convinced that that was the very word of God. And that is why he gives thanks to God. Paul did not give thanks to God for people who were suspicious of him, questioning about his messages, grumbling when they listen, but he gives thanks to God to people who, when they hear the words from Paul, they say, oh, this is the very word of God. This is not the man who is speaking to us, but God is speaking to us. How you receive the word of God? Are you seeming as a people who question and doubting, or people who convinced that this God is speaking to them through his word in the Bible? Paul measured for that for the Thessalonians. How he measured that? When he told them that when you accept the words as we preach to you, you accept it as a very word of God. How he measured it in verse 14, let's read. Paul say to them, for you brothers became imitators of God's churches in Judea, which are in Christ Jesus. You suffer from your own people the same things those churches suffered from the Jews. You know, Paul, he measured that they accepted the message that he gave them as the word of God because they were willing to stand firm against the persecution and the suffering from their own brothers and people, as the Jews in Judea, they suffer from the Jews. That is the way how sure they had accepted the message of Paul as the very word of God. The point here, your willingness to be really persecuted for the sake of Christ and be willing to stand firm and abide with God's word, is that will be the measure to show that you had accepted the message that we give you as the very word of God. When we give the message, when we deliver the message to you, and you want to apply it in your life, you want to display that in your life, you will find people persecute you. People will fight against you. People, they will reject you. when you will stand firm against all that and be willing to suffer and reject them and persecute them, then I will know that you had received the message as the very word of God. Many people, when they receive and accept the word of God, they are not willing to accept pressure and persecution due to God's word. But we must know that rejection from the world and even from those who are very near to us are expected, and your willingness to accept that will be rejected, and even from your very near relative, friends, neighbor, family, and to accept that and endure it is your proof that you had really accepted the message as the very word of God. Further, we will go speaking about how the Thessalonians fulfilled God's calling in the way that God had called them, expressed by the thanksgiving of Paul for their lives. 1 Thessalonians chapter 3 and verse 1 to 9. The background of the scripture is that Paul had long time left the congregation, left the church of Thessalonians, and he was not able to go to them. So finally, ultimately, he sent Timothy, and Timothy came back and he gave a good report. Let's read 1 Thessalonians chapter 3 verse 1 to 9. He was longing to see the Thessalonians, and when there was no way to go to them, he sent Timothy, and Timothy, when he came back, he gave an encouraging report. So when we could stand it no longer, we thought it best to be left by ourselves in Athens. We sent Timothy, who is our brother and co-worker in God's service in spreading the gospel of Christ, to strengthen and encourage you in your faith, so that no one would be unsettled by these trials, for you know quite well that we are the stand for them. In fact, when we were with you, are kept telling you that we will be persecuted, and it turned out that way, as you well know. For this reason, when I could stand it no longer, I sent to find out about your faith. I was afraid that in some way the tempter had tempted you, and that our labors might have been in vain. But Timothy had just now come to us from you and has brought good news about your faith and love. He has told us that you always have pleasant memories of us, and that you long to see us, just as we also long to see you. Therefore, brothers, in all our distress and persecution, we were encouraged about you because of your faith. For now, we really live, since you are standing firm in the Lord. How can we thank God enough for you in return for all the joy we have in the presence of our God because of you? So here, Paul, thank God for the life of the Thessalonians after he heard the report of Timothy. Timothy that he sent to find out about them and how things were going on with them. He was afraid that the tempter, the devil, had tempted them. He told them about persecution and truly persecution they passed through. He told them about devil trial and that he will persecute them, and it turned out that way. And when he was not able to stand it, he was having worries about them, and he was feared that his labor was in vain. And it was a long period of time that Paul was separated from them, and he was even longing to see them and hear from them, and to know about their news. And since he was not able to do that, finally he sent Timothy, who brought good report about them. And that good report about them motivated Paul to stand firm, not only Paul, the church, the workers with Paul, to stand firm, to bear the persecution. And that motivated Paul to thank the Lord for their lives. The Thessalonians responded to God's calling in the right way. And that describes when Paul say about them that Timothy, when he visited them, brought us good tidings, good news of your faith and love, and that you have good memories of us always, desiring greatly to see us. In King James he say, brought us good tidings of your faith and charity, and that ye have good remembrance of us, always desiring greatly to see us. The faith of the Thessalonians were accompanied by good deeds, charity, and that showed that the message that Paul had given to them, the word of God and the teaching they had received from Paul, was translated by faith, and that faith showed by the charity, good deeds. And when Timothy went there, he saw their life. They were doing the good work of God, and they were doing the good deed that God had prepared in advance for them to do. They were willing to do the good work that the Lord prepared for them, and that how they expressed their gratefulness to God and to Paul, who was the one who introduced Christ to them. You know, not only that, but Paul was encouraged that the Thessalonians, they were fulfilling God's calling in their lives, and they were having a continuous good memory and remembrance for Paul, and how they desire to see him and be with him again. That confirmed to Paul that they were in line with God's calling in their life, and that motivated Paul to give thanks to God for their lives. Here, when we give them as when we teach and when we leave you for a certain period of time, and then we come to see you, or we send someone to visit you, what he will see in your life, and what you will show in your life, how you respond to the teaching that you receive from us, and how you show your willingness to remember the time that we were together, that will reflect to us how you are fulfilling God's calling in your life. That's how we will know. Have we labored in vain or not? And as we hear the good news about you, that you are responding to the call of God, we give thanks to God for your lives. So as you hold to the teaching that we give you and stand firm on it, fulfilling the plan of God for you and doing the very good work that He prepared in advance for you, the charity, in faith and love and perseverance, willingness to suffer, then we are joyful in God's presence, and we continue to give thanks to God for your life. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 verse 13, Paul says, but we ought always to thank God for you, brothers loved by the Lord, because God chose you as first fruits to be saved through the sanctifying work of the Spirit and through belief in the truth. You know, there are many who receive or who want to receive Christ to receive salvation, but they deny and refuse the sanctifying work of the Holy Spirit in their lives. Paul gave thanks for the life of the Thessalonians as they were submitting themselves to the sanctifying work of the Holy Spirit. The salvation of the Thessalonians was manifested and shown through the life of holiness. The sanctifying work of the Holy Spirit manifested by living in holiness, away from sin, away from immorality, away from worldliness. That showed that they were responding to God's call. Life must be changed. That is how we know that the sanctifying work of the Holy Spirit is manifested in your life. There must be life to be changed completely. 100% change. 180 degree change in the direction of life. And when we see that, we give thanks for the Lord who choose you, and you fulfill, and you will and you also were grateful to that calling and choosing of God, and respond to his call by submitting yourself to the sanctifying work of the Holy Spirit. We learn good things from the life of the Thessalonians, and what good characters and attitude and good deeds, and their response, and how they interact with the message that Paul had given to them. To you today, the same. You know, it's a challenge for you to be motivated from the example of the Thessalonians church, to learn from them how to respond properly to the calling of God. And as we see you responding, we give thanks to the Lord. That an expression, and that is a credit to you that you have responded to God's call. Come to God now in a prayer, submitting yourself to him. Tell him, Lord, thank you for the good example that I have learned from the Thessalonian on how to fulfill your call into my life. Tell him, Lord, I commit myself to the principle of laboring and serving you in faith and love, and in doing what you prepare for me to do. Lord, tell him, I remember and apply the good example of your servants who taught me the very word of God. Lord, I accept this word as word of you, not word from man. Lord, I am grateful to those who led me and taught me the word of God. Lord, I submit myself to the sanctifying work of the Holy Spirit so that my life will be transformed. Oh God, give me perseverance. Then, Lord, protect me. Lord, I determine to stand firm in keeping and applying the very word of yours. Lord, I pray for my brothers and my sister who had responded to the message of yours as the very word of God. Help them, O God, to stand firm, to apply the message, and to be in line with your will, and to do the very work that you had prepared in advance for them to do. O God, protect them from persecution. Protect them from rejection and those who had rejected them. Lord, I pray in the name of Jesus, continue to lead my brothers and my sisters, those who respond to your call, to be in the center of your will, and to be directed with the Holy Spirit. Lord, I give you thanks for those who are obedient. And Lord, those who have not been transformed or sanctified, I pray for them to repent, so that they also fulfill what you call them to be, and they will be blessed by you. Oh God, take this message and make it God and spread, and taken by the Holy Spirit to those who are waiting to hear your word and those who are in need of this word of yours. So God bless us. Enlarge our territory, God. Let your hand be with us and keep us from harm so that we will not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all. In Christ's name, Amen and Amen.